reach us on Twitter using hashtag US Open Radio. Your question or comment, more than welcome. Certainly some questions if you have them. Here's one we got earlier today and really didn't have time to address it. Your thoughts on Andy Murray potentially becoming number one in the world at some point, if not the end of this year, then maybe the middle of next.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly possible. He's on one of his great runs, really, of his career. And, of course, it's not possible in these next few tournaments for him to reach Djokovic at the moment, although I think the current ATP chase for the championship, which is based on January 1 until now, right, is a lot tighter, much more up for grabs. But, look, there's no question that Andy Murray has world number one capabilities, in my opinion. And now that, you know, the other big three have, some, two of them anyway, have dropped off pretty considerably, and they're getting older, is that the door is open if there's any wavering in, you know, in Djokovic's. And look, when you perform like Djokovic has, so high, and have all these results, you have to defend them every week or every month out on the tour. So it wouldn't take much for Andy to turn that around at some point.